The call is out for submissions to the 44th Annual Blue Mountain Foundation for the Arts, BMFA, Juried Art Show. Submissions are being accepted until March 22 for 2D, 3D art and digital art in separate adult and student categories leading up to the spring show opening on April 17. At the same time, organizers are already putting together the elements for the fall photo show, which is introducing a new category this year. With the art show just a month away, organizers are expecting high-caliber contributions with cash prizes for winners in each category. Typically, about 60 pieces of art are selected for display during the spring show. Amber Ebert, the Art Foundation's operations director, says a jury panel made up of art professionals from the area will review submitted work by established artists, emerging artists and students. It's an opportunity for members or any artists to be adjudicated by local art professionals, she explains. The top three winners in each category will be announced at a reception at its 25 Simcoe Street Gallery on April 21. Types of eligible art include mixed media, textile work and sculptures. Digital art must be 100% digital. Altered photographs are not eligible. Last year there were 162 submissions from 115 artists. As the art submissions arrive, the BMFA is also getting all the pieces in place for its photography competition. This year's event has a bit of a twist. In addition to the open category, submissions can also be made to the Heritage Landmarks and Properties of Southern Bay category. While the focus is the local area, the subject could be a structure, building or property with significance to the community. Submissions for the photo contest will be accepted in May and June, with the show running September 11 to October 27. The new category was developed through the passion of longtime arts volunteer Annette Snowden and her husband, Douglas Bean. Snowden explains she has long had a passion for design, architecture and photography, and seeing them combined seemed to make sense during a time when the value of heritage buildings is increasingly being recognized. The couple has embraced life in retirement since their move to Collingwood 18 years ago, immediately becoming involved in the area's thriving art scene and decided to give back. In addition to the prize money, the couple is making a $5,000 donation toward the contest and the show. Snowden recalls first moving to the area and taking a break from unpacking boxes to walk down the street where she found the BMFA and immediately signed up to volunteer. There are more artists now, the work has changed exponentially in terms and style and variety, it's one of the biggest assets, not just for Collingwood, but the whole Georgian Bay area, she says. I hope the category, Heritage Properties and Landscapes, will encourage a whole slew of photographers to come forward. She sees the award as a way to recognize the importance of heritage properties and contribute, in some way, to their preservation. She also hopes to recognize Collingwood photographer, Lenore Burton, who recently passed away by dedicating this first award in her memory.